Audio boot. Oh, God, blimey. Not the best start to the morning. Let's see what this tea tastes like. Oh, God. It's hot and wet, but not tasty at all. It's like watching the rapid decline of things around you, which is fascinating, yet sort of a bit disconcerting at the same sort of time. Like running out of things like sugar and the broadband going off and then having to reboot it and hoping that it comes back on again. It's quite liberating at the same time though as well, because it's sort of like, well, I'll just go out and I'll go out and I'll walk and I'll take the laptop and I'll go to a place that's got Wi-Fi. I know three places locally that've got Wi-Fi. So anyway, let me tell you a little bit about the house, the mortgage, the situation around that sort of stuff. So for probably about 2 or 3 months now, I've been struggling with trying to pay a mortgage due to the fact that I have no work, and my company's probably going to close down because I can't afford to pay my tax and I can't afford to pay the accountant and all sorts of stuff. But this house was only ever meant to be a stopgap house, 2 or 3 years tops, before me and Sam knew that we were having Ella, which is, let me rewind 2.5 odd years now. I'd just sold my flat and made £38,000 on this flat. Bought it for like £29,950. Sold it for, no, I made more on it actually, because I sold it for 77. So it was, with all the tax deductions and everything else, probably about 38 grand that I made. Paid loads of debts off. I think I paid pretty much every debt off. I'm not sure if I paid all of them, but it might have been a lot of them, a huge chunk of them. And so pretty much I was debt free and I had money in the bank. It was awesome. And at the time I had a fairly low key job working as a web designer on like 200 odd quid a week, working for a guy just knocking out templates and stuff every week. And that was okay, it was a job and it was work. And I met Dimitri, my friend from the Greek restaurant, at the IMEX Business Park where I worked at. And it was cool. It was cool. Everything was cushy. And but the thing was, me and Sam were going through a bit of a 5 year sort of itch. It was like, do we want to stay together? Are things working out between us? And because it was a bit of an unsettling time, selling the house. She was a bit worried as to why I was selling the house, but I needed to do it to pay for the debt. She didn't really understand it at the time, I don't think. And in between this sort of weird time, I'd staying at my friend's flat and paying very little rent to stay there, a little one bedroom pokey place. And I remember Sam coming around one day and we found out that, and we sort of indirectly planned it, but not completely planned it. And Sam came around and told me that she was pregnant, and I like looked like a superhero, lost his powers. Like within 10 minutes, I'd gone from like, oh, how you doing? Oh, to like, oh my God, like you really are. And then from that to elation, and it was like, okay. And I was mobilized. I had this sort of like male provider thing, where it was like, okay, this is what I need to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. And I threw all caution to the wind at the time. I wasn't really thinking complete clarity. If I'd have thought, I should have probably just rented a place back then. I should have just gone, right, let's rent a place. But I didn't. I felt like I had to be the sort of provider person, and we went looking around for houses because we knew Ella was, 9 months away. It's like, right, we need to get a place and we need to find something, that we can both afford, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we looked around and we found a really lovely little tiny place in Brislingcote Valley. Small, compact, would have been fantastic, but we decided on this place because it was bigger. And it had a loft space for all my computer stuff. Now the plan was that we would only live here for 2 or 3 years tops. We'll move either back to Burton area or somewhere around Branston where we'd come from before, but obviously prices around that area for houses had gone up. That's why I'd made so much money on the flat. And then obviously, the recession hit and we sort of knew that we wouldn't be able to sell it, so we had to sit on it. But that was okay because I had a job and I was paying quite a lot for the mortgage every month. And then obviously that contract finished, and things in my keeping up with the accounts for the first year were very difficult. We didn't really understand what I was doing. And yeah, so now that's sort of got to this day now where pretty much, Ella and Sam have got the ability to go back, I guess, Sam's mum's. She's actually got a place for her and Ella. So in my mind, that sort of secures it in my head, you know, that's okay. There isn't any room at Sam's mum's. I mean, that's the reason why she has got this place. She can't possibly live there at the minute because there's brothers and sisters who live there. But if it came to the fact that she lost that or lost the job or anything else, she'd have somewhere to go, which is my main priority, that Sam and Ella have got somewhere to go. So that side's pretty much covered. For me, I actually feel pretty liberated about the fact that, you know, I've been trying to live more minimal. I've managed to cut out a large part of my life where I'm sort of very swayed by stuff and try and just be very more respectful for my environment around me. I'm really enjoying the walking. It's given me incredible clarity and I feel better for it, obviously. And I just don't want to do stress anymore. When I'm stressed, I become a different person who I don't want to be. You know, and I don't enjoy that person. That person is just, firefighting. And yeah, I know you have to firefight in life, but it's almost like this situation was put out of my hands, really. You know, the recession and the downturn and, you know, watching every month go by, knowing that I won't be able to sell it for 6 months or 12 months, knowing to add that on to my list. It's not productive. It is not productive to think like that. So I'm sort of mobilizing myself now as to what the next thing is. And it's just really strange how there's been a real, I'm going to use this word that I hate, but I think it fits right now, there's a real synergy with doing this local eco community stuff and where my head's at in terms of this stuff. You know, it's like literally I put on the sideboard in the front room and said, on FreeCycle, you know, I'm going to clear it out. Who wants it? In 15 minutes, somebody said, yeah, we'll have it. We'll come and get it. And you start to think to yourself, well, you know, there's people out there that want to connect with you for this sort of stuff or want to get involved with things. And we've set up these sort of barriers of access to us in some ways, you know, like almost like the white picket fence and two kids thing. You know, it's like, this is mine, this is my stuff. And it's not productive. It's not productive whatsoever. So I wanted to put that out there because it wasn't the best way to wake up this morning at 5 to 9 with the mortgage company phoning me up saying what's going on. And I said I filled the forms in. And they've messed me about a little bit. I've sent 3 or 4 different forms saying, you know, these are my, this is what I can afford. And every time they've said, no, not at it, no, not at it, and dragged it out long enough for them to finally say, no, we can't do it. But I have managed to get that back. They're going to send that money back for trying to initiate changing that interest over to interest only. Where from now? I don't know really where from now is. The ability to float around. I mean, I need to think about stuff in the house. Well, I've got rid of a hell of a lot of stuff, but there's still sideboards and cupboards and things that I need to think about. And obviously my having internet and my Mac Pro somewhere is quite important. So I don't know what the next stage is. I need to have a real good think of it. I need to get in touch with the local government and see what I do about, you know, housing and all that sort of stuff. But I'll miss this place. It had a lot of potential. It's sort of like a nice house in the wrong place. I could have done so much work with the loft and the rooms and stuff, but I don't know. I think we both knew from the very start of moving in here that it was always going to be a place to sleep and then after a few years, move out, get somewhere else, either move back up to Branston. You know, my mum's just bought a caravan. She lives on the coast now. Well, she didn't live up there permanently, but it's, you know, options, choices. You know, we become very sort of, this is what I have to adhere to. And in this day and age, in this climate, social, money, economic, I think the ability to flex, the ability to move within that is very important. And so I'm not really worried about consequence. I'm more worried about adapting to the change, I think. So, right, I'm going to have some salmon and wake myself up with some breakfast and then crack on with this template. Hope you're having a good day wherever you are. It looks really bright out there. I'm hoping it warms up a little bit so I can go out and sit on the grass. That'd be awesome.